So the epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another as Christ also has received you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision of the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. But that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But with what you went out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. Prepare the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's collect of the Mass, we find these words, to prepare ourselves. And this is something that we have this opportunity in Advent, to prepare our soul for the coming of the Christ child. As I mentioned to you last Sunday, there is this sense and the idea of preparing our Lord, preparing for our Lord as he came the first time, but now spiritually as we prepare for him, await for his second coming. And so it is meant for us to prepare our soul. As I mentioned to you time before, that the collect of the Mass, it sets the tone for the Mass. It sets the tone for how we should prepare ourselves for the prayers that are at the Mass, for what the Church is trying to instruct us in. And so we can say that this the spirit of Advent is intensified in this Sunday. There is more of an understanding of the penance that is needed to try to do. Because just as in the introit it announces that, Behold, the Lord shall come to save all nations. And so we are awaiting our Lord. We are waiting for our Lord to come, yes, the second time, his second coming, but then also for our own soul. And that is the whole idea and the whole purpose that we spend this time period of Advent, of trying to prepare our soul for the graces that our Lord is, he is prepared to give to us. So just at the time before our Lord, before he were to come in his public life, there was St. John the Baptist. And for St. John the Baptist, he spent his time trying to prepare the people. I mentioned to you last Sunday that for St. John, even at a point, even then, the people would not listen. They would not listen for the words to prepare their souls for that. So that is why he felt he was one that was crying out in the wilderness, that no one was hearing him. They were not heeding the voices and preparing themselves for that. And so St. John the Baptist was given this mission by Almighty God, He was this precursor, the one who came before our Lord. In trying to prepare the people for that. And very clearly our Lord shows this high mission that St. John the Baptist had. Of preparing the people, yes, preaching to them, giving them the example. That is why in today's gospel account, St. John tells his disciples to go and to seek our Lord. Because this is the one that is to come. And so he tries to show to the people that he is not the Messiah, but because of his holiness of life, that the people followed him, because of his preaching, there were some people that, yes, they did follow him, some disciples, but the majority of the people did not heed his voice. The majority of the people turned a deaf ear to it. Even though they could see, yes, the holiness of life, even though they could see his preaching, his example, the penance that he performed, they would not listen. And so that is something that we have to try to gain for ourselves. How much do we listen to the Word of God too? How much have we have been given? And yet, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference in our lives. You know, we have this time period of Advent. Have we understood what the church is trying to direct us toward? You know, have we tried to examine and see what is it that our soul needs for us to try to do during this time period? Or year after year, do we just give up the same things? Do we even give up anything? Does it really make a difference in our spiritual life? And so that is what St. John the Baptist was trying to prepare the people for. To fully receive then the message of our Lord. He was tilling the ground in order for then the people to bear the fruit of the words of our Lord. And so it is the same understanding for all of us. We have this great opportunity on Wednesday then to spend time before our Lord. I encourage you to spend that time in asking our Lord for the graces that you need. The graces that you need in order to save your soul. Because I think after this past week of having the three funerals, it shows to us the fleetingness of life. It shows to us that we have to be prepared. And so in the collect of the Mass, when it tells us to prepare them this way, it is not only in reference to then our Lord's second coming. We must try to prepare our souls every day of our life. And so as I say, do the time periods of Advent, of Lent, in a time period of penance, does it really make a difference for our soul? Do we do things that actually maybe will hurt us in the sense of being hard for us, that it's difficult for us to do? Or do we take the easy way out of it? Because then at that point, does it really make a difference for us? Does it really change us? And so that is the understanding of the time period of Advent or any penitential time. It is meant to cut away the occasions of sin, the weaknesses we have, the things that we tend toward that are displeasing to God. It is meant for that, to root that out. And so there is a true purpose behind it. It is not just this token thing that we offer to God and saying, okay, well, it's a time period of penance, and so therefore I'll just offer this thing to God. That's it. It is meant to make a difference in our soul. And that is why when St. John the Baptist, when he preached to the people, he was this precursor, he was this prophet. He tried to explain to the people that our Lord was coming. Do penance for the kingdom of God is near, is at hand. The Messiah is coming. And so therefore you must prepare yourselves by penance, by sacrifice. By trying to understand that we cannot just give in to ourselves. Again, that is something that the modern world teaches. It is something that the modern world pushes at us. And so we can be a sign of contradiction to the modern world by trying to make sure that we don't just give in to ourselves. And so that is the whole sense of what the church gives to us in terms of penance, of doing something to try to help us, to root out our sins, to make the ground to where, yes, there will be fruit that will be born from the penances and the sacrifices that we make. And that is the whole purpose and the idea of this time period. And so our Lord very clearly talks about St. John the Baptist and why he sent him. You know, he said, "I sent an angel before your face to prepare you." You know, here he sends someone who is, yes, very holy, hoping that because of his holiness, because of his way of life, that the people would heed his message. Some thought he was the Messiah, so St. John had to try to help them to understand that he was not. But then from that, some didn't even listen. And it's interesting to see how our Lord makes kind of an analogy in terms of what St. John is not. Because he talks to them and says, "Did you go out to see a reed blown in the wind? Or someone that is clothed in soft garments?" And obviously the answer is no. That is not St. John. If anything, because of St. John's, his penances, he lived a hard life. But that was because he was looking at something that is higher. He is looking at trying to get to heaven. And so therefore, by his preaching, by his prayers, by his life, is what he instructed them and gave them this example. And so that is why our Lord very specifically says, "I sent an angel before you." And basically, you didn't even heed him. You didn't even listen to him. I didn't send to you someone who was wavering back and forth, who is too weak to preach to you what you need to hear. And that's the whole idea of this reed shaken in the wind. Come out to Watkins and watch, if there were trees, you could see them blowing in the wind. And that is what he's trying to help them to understand. I send to you someone who is strong, someone who will preach to you what you need to hear. And yet, you didn't even listen to him. And then he shows to them the understanding that it wasn't something that St. John is just preaching. It's just empty words. You know, he says, I didn't send to you someone that is going to clothe himself in soft garments, one that will pamper themselves. Yes, he's telling you to go out and do penance. He's telling you to do all these things, but then he takes care of himself. And so that is what our Lord is trying to get across to them. Here you have someone who is preaching to you what he lives himself. If he tells you that you need to do penance, that's because he is doing penance. And so that is kind of summing up the whole mission of St. John the Baptist. He is one that preached what he practiced himself. And so he told the people that they must do penance. He was already doing penance. He spent his time out in the desert in such a hard life that none of us could probably handle that. And yet we have this angel that is sent before us. So it shows very clearly the holiness of his life. And yet, modern man, we're so weak. We're so soft in that sense. It is hard for us to have to even do this. That is why with penances, a lot of times we'll just take on the very easy things. It's like, well, I don't want to go too hard. And yet there is that understanding, true. We don't want to take on something that is too difficult that we won't do, and then we'll just give up everything. But we should do something to where it does hurt us. It is hard for us. And then we recognize that it is a sacrifice that is offered to God. Because what is the point if we just offer up things that are very easy for us? And what is the purpose of that? What is it really doing for our soul? I mean, that is why when you look at in terms of penance also in the confessional, you receive a penance that should be equivalent to the sins that you confess. I mean, how many of us, yes, maybe we would enjoy if we just go in there, we get one Hail Mary each time, no matter what we say. Really, what good is that going to do for your soul? Probably nothing. And so you have to receive something that, yes, it is something that will take away the punishment that is due to your sins. Well, then that is also why you must understand in these time periods of penance, it is meant for something to wash away our sins and the punishment that is due to them. On top and also in addition to the penances that we receive in the confessional. And so if we understand that, then why would we not want to say for these 4 weeks, try to do something that, yes, would be difficult for us? Because it will. It will make a difference for our spiritual life. But if we give up things that we really don't care that much about, how is that going to help us? It's like, well, I'm offering something up for Advent. It's like, yeah, well, what is it? It's like, well, it's, you know, offering up beads. I give that as an example because I'm not crazy about beads. If any of you women during Advent want to, like, send over for the priest beads, I'll accept that as a penance. But that would be something that's kind of like, okay, well, I'm giving that up. It's like, well, that really hurts. It's like, I didn't even know you really like beads. It's like, well, you know. It's still something to offer up. It's like, yeah, but what good is that going to do for you? Because now you can just do it under the guise of, well, this is a penance for me. I shouldn't really have that. That's not going to help your soul any. And so that is the thing that we must try to determine in terms of our penances. They need to be something that they will make a difference for our spiritual life. Because we are meant at this time to root out the sins, the occasions of sins, the inclinations that we have towards sin. That is the whole purpose of what we're doing now. In order that our Lord will find a proper place. And that is why we're preparing the way. We prepare the way for our Lord to come into our soul. But if we have too many sins, if we have too many inclinations, occasions of sins, our Lord will not find a place, just as the first time he came into this world. And have we ever thought about what our Lord was trying to teach us with that? I mean, have we ever really considered and done a meditation upon our Lord being born in a stable? The King of the world, the King of kings, being born in a stable, a place for animals. Because all the hotels, all the Holiday Inns, the Ramada Inns, they had no place for our Lord. It is the same understanding as our souls. Our souls may not have a place for our Lord. That is because of sin. And so the church directs us and tries to help us to see that during this time period, during these 4 weeks, do something to root that out. Clean your soul out. In order for you then, yes, to have a place for our Lord. And so that is what we must consider during this time period. That is what we must try to pray about and to think about. But St. John, he was a true angel who preached to the people the truth. For them to understand that our Lord was coming, the Messiah was coming to them. And so therefore, do penance for that. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. And so that is what the collect of the Mass directs also all of us. Prepare the way. You know, make straight the path of the Lord, for the kingdom of God is at hand. All of these different things that we've heard over and over again. It is true. The same thing that we have to understand for right now. We must prepare for the coming of our Lord. And so therefore, we must do things that will help our soul. And so let us pray about this. Let us take on true penances. It is for a short period of time. But let us take on these true penances that it does make a difference in our soul. Because behold, the joy cometh from God. Our Savior is nigh. And so let us prepare our soul. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.